Okay, so this is the new queen setup, Baruch Hashem. We're in an enclosed office, so we can hopefully this will work better than than it has previously, although we're off to a terrible start. The learning today should be a schus as well as an neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should be a schus for four shleim of Chaim Moshe, Shor the Makar Chaim Deva Min Rachel, and Chana Leah Bas Shei Rachel, as well as a schus for all those in the Makam Zakan in Eretz Yisrael, including Azriel Baruch Ben Penino and Daniel Shlomo Ben Rastaka, who are currently serving. So we begin today the topic of Achdos on page 156. So it says like this: Achdos hi amud gedolah l'tikun olam. Achdos is a essential foundation, essential pillar in terms of having a proper civilization. With a kaim called over, and basically to uphold anything that you want to implement. When there's achdus amongst Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very happy. Hacha Amar Rav, the same as the Chayim Pasuk, to the point where Klal Yisrael say about the Pasuk, Behu Be'echad, it says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Iyov, it says, Behu Be'echad. Be'echad. It doesn't Be'echad Lo'inimar, it doesn't say Echad, he's one, but rather Be'echad, he is within one. What does that mean, in one? Means that when you have yachidus, when you achdus rather, when you have achdus, when you have yachad together, so then the Shekhinah is rest. The Shekhinah comes, meaning what does it mean, Hashem be'echad, that Hashem is there in achdus, setting, and Klal Yisrael is ba'achdus, the Shekhinah is there. And even more than this, Amram al-Pasuk Ephraim hanachloi. He says Ephraim is attached to idols, but leave him alone. What does that mean? Even if Klal Yisrael is going so low as to worship Avodah Zarah, if they are in unity, ain Midas Adin does not have the ability to harm them. That's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not wipe out the Dar HaFlaga the same way he did the Dar HaMabul. Why? Because there was unity. He says, that's how I understand the meaning of the pasuk. What does that mean? Behold, there are one people with one language. So he basically is saying like this. He has two ideas. The first idea is that if there's achdos, the Shekhinah is there. And if the Shekhinah is there, then Midas HaDin cannot get involved. The other thing that he's saying is that not only that, but that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when Kadosh Baruch Hu being there, is going to influence people in the right way. So that Achdos not only means unity, but Achdos also means that you are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you are now zoiche to the what's the word, the like divine inspiration. I don't know what the Hebrew word is, but basically you get a hashpah, you get a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when there's achdus. So not only do you have the benefit that you're not fighting, but you also have the benefit that you're now going to get opportunities to become even closer to Hashem, and vice versa. If people are fighting, so aside from the fact that there are enemies with each other, but you also have the problem that they are going to be more prone to do averus. Why? Because now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there, now that the Shekhinah is removed, so what fills that void? Yetzirah. So you have stronger Yetziras and more Yetziras to do more averus if there's not unity. So aside from the benefit of the unity itself, you also have the added benefit that you have a special Shemira, special protection. And this is an idea that the Gemara talks about, which we learned in Navi, where the Gemara says that Ahav's army was not tzaddikim, but Achav's army, nobody died. David and Achav's army was tzaddikim, and they died. Why? Why did Achav lose no one and David lost some people? Because in Achav's army, no one spoke Lashon Hara. It's great, as terrible as they were in terms of Avodah Zarah, but and they were steeped in Avodah Zarah, but they never spoke Lashon Hara. And as a result, they had a shmirah, that there was a protection in battle, that no one fell. David, they were loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there was Lashon Hara. And so because there was Lashon Hara, people died in battle. It says the, and that's the idea of Midas HaDin cannot impact. So there's a concept that's brought many times in Chazal, the idea of, I don't care if you're worshiping Avodah Zarah, but don't be fighting with each other. So it's really a lesson to us, because when you look what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, You want to make a macha against Torah, want to make a macha against the government. That's one thing. But to do it to the point where you're hating these people and you're creating hatred, to me, that doesn't seem the correct thing. It says, now that they're unified, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to stop what he proposed to do. Meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to stop. What did they want to do? They wanted to build the tower above them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not stopping it. I'm not destroying them. I'm not destroying the world. Because Midas Hadin is not going to go there if they are unified. However, what happened? Let's confuse their language. What does that mean? No one will understand each other's language. Now there will be machloikas. Now there will be machloikas. Oh, now there's machloikas. Midas Hadin was like that. So in order for HaKadosh Baruch, it's almost like saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of runs the world. He couldn't do anything to the Dar HaFlaka until they became ununified. And so there is a special shmirah in Klai. So, I mean, it's more so nowadays. The Rav talked about on Shabbos things that are a shmirah. You want to know what's a shmirah clearly here that you see clearly from the Dar HaMabul and the Dar HaFlaga is the shmirah of unity, of achdus, of not talking lashon hara, of not being jealous of others, of not putting down others, of not making enemies of people. So when we observe those halachas, so Midas, I think, can't. Means I didn't want it to. What they deserved punishment. They were trying to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I can't do anything while they're biyachdus." So first, we're gonna change their language. Now they won't understand each other. Now they're gonna get angry at each other and upset. And now we'll be able to punish them. But before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not gonna break the rules of the way he set up the world, which is that the biyachdus is a special shmirah. So let's stop here, and just with this first idea of achdus. That achdus, besides the benefit in and of itself that you're in peace, but you also have the added benefit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around, which means that you have special opportunity to get closer to him. And also at the same time, you have an opportunity to be get protection from a punishment that you otherwise would be deserving. And that's why we talked about before a person davens, it's like when I gave a Pirkei Avos here a long time ago, I talked about the fact that before a person before a person davens, he should be makabel upon himself the mitzvah of avdal recha. Why? Because if you want a special siyata dishmaya in your tefillah, that you should feel a closer connection to Hashem, be ba'achdus. So if you makabel upon yourself the mitzvah of avdal recha kamaycha, so now you'll be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you special siyata dishmaya in your tefillah. So that's why that mitzvah, out of all mitzvahs, is picked. That's the mitzvah that we're makabel before we start our tefillahs.